Good morning. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota are benefiting from climate change. University of Illinois meteorologist Eric Snodgrass spoke at the Hub International event yesterday. Says warmer overnight temperatures extends the frost-free season in this region.
What that does is that changes our strategy with the crops we grow and the time we plant them. And you know, we grow higher group stage beans, and it's shifting our productivity. You add to that the increased acreage we have in soybeans, and North Dakota is a major player in global ag, and it cannot be ignored when you have bad weather or when you have good weather. Whereas 15 years ago, you know, Illinois could carry the whole country and Iowa could carry it. Not anymore. You've got to have good ag in this part of the country in order for the whole country to make its yields.
Snodgrass emphasized a positive weather story for the region.
You have added since the 1960s in Fargo, we've added about 35 days to the frost-free season on average. And that's allowing us to do some great things here. And I'll tell you, the changes in climate for North Dakota agriculture are sustainable into the future. So this isn't a blip. It's going to continue to improve. So I'm excited to see how the state handles what it's being offered here.
Snodgrass is in his final day at the University of Illinois Champaign-Urbana. Snodgrass is a founder for Agribull, which was recently acquired by Nutrien. With that change, Snodgrass will be full-time with Agribull as the principal atmospheric scientist.
The risk